राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे राम 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 हरे हरे नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रदाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने Oh.
Gopi
Govinda, 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 Gopala, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, will sing Sri Dashavatara Stotra from Gita Govinda, Jayadeva Goswami, page 97. Page 97. This is the Dashavatara Stotram from Gita Govindam by Jayadeva Goswami, page 97.
Payodi jale drita vanasi vedam vihita vahitva charitra makhedam pralaya payodi jale drita vanasi vedam vihita vahitva charitra makhedam Prelayapayodhi jaledrita vanasi vedam Vihita vahitva charitra makhedam Prelayapayodhi jaledrita vanasi vedam Vihita vahitva charitra Keshavadrita Meena Sharira Jaya Jagadish Hare Jaya Jagadish Hare Jaya Jagadish Hare Keshavadrita Meena Sharira Jaya Jagadish Hare Jaya Jagadish Hare Jaya Jagadish Hare Keshavadrita Meena Sharira जगदीश हरे, जय जगदीश हरे। रति विपुल करे तव सति पृष्ठे धरणि धरण कि न चाक्र गदेशे से रति करे सति तव पृष्ठे धरणि धरण चाक्र गदेशे रति विपुल तरे सवितव पृष्ठे धरणि धरण दिन चाक्र गदेशे विपुल तरे सवितव पृष्ठे धरणि धरण दिन चाक्र गदेशे केशवदृत कूर्म शरीर जय जगदीश हरे, जय जगदीश हरे, जय जगदीश हरे। केशवदृत जय जगदीश हरे, जय जगदीश हरे, जय जगदीश हरे। केशवदृत कूर्म शरीर जय जगदीश हरे, जय जगदीश हरे, जय जगदीश हरे। वसति तन्न शिखरे धरणी तव लग्नम् शशिनिकलङ्ग कलेवनिमग्नम् वसति तन्न शिखरे तव लग्नम् शशिनिकलङ्ग कलेवनिमग्नम् वसति दसन शिखरे धरणी तव लग्नम् शशिनि कलङ्ग काले वनिमग्नम् वसति दसन वनिमग्नम् केशवदृत शूकर रूपा जय जगदीश हरे, जय जगदीश हरे, जय जगदीश हरे। शूकर रूपा जय जगदीश हरे, जय जगदीश हरे, जय जगदीश हरे। शूकर रूपा जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे कवकर कमल वरेण कमलभुत श्रृंगम ललित हिरण्य काशिपु तनूभृंगम कवकर कमल वरेण कमलभुत श्रृंगम ललित हिरण्य काशिपु तनूभृंगम तव कर कमल वरेण कमलभुत शृंगम ललित हिरण्यक शिभुतनूभृंगम तव कर कमल वरेण कमलभुत शृंगम ललित हिरण्यक केशव धृत नरहरि रूपा जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे केशव हरि रूपा जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे चलयसि विक्रमने बलिम् अल्भुतवामनम् पथनख नीरज निरजन पावनम् चलयसि विक्रमने बलिम् अल्भुतवामनम् पथनख नीरज निरजन पावनम् चलयसि विक्रमने बलिमाद्भुतवामनम् पदनख नीरज निरजन पावनम् चलयसि अद्भुतवामनम् पदनख नीरज निरजन पावनम् केशव धृता वामन रूपा जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे क्षत्रिय रुधि रमये जगत् अपगत पापम् न भयसि पयसि च निदभवतापम् क्षत्रिय रुधिरमहि जगद पापम् न भयसि भवतापम् क्षत्रिय रुधिरमये जग अपगत पापम् न पयसि पयसि स निदभवतापम् क्षत्रियम् पापम् न पयसि पयसि स भवतापम् केशवदृता भृगुपतिरूपा जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे कमनीयम् दशमुखमौलिम् बलिरमणीयम् सरति दीक्षुरन्नीदि पदिकमनीयम् दशमुखमौलिम् बलिरमणीयम् विसरति दीक्षुरन्नीदि पदिकमनीयम् दशमुखमौलिम् बलिरमणीयम् दीक्षुरन्नीदि पदिकमनीयम् दशमुखमौलिम् बलिरमणीयम् केशवदृता रामशरीरा जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे वपुषि विषदेवसनम् जलधाभम् हरहरिभैरिणी यमुनाभम् वहसि वपुषि विषदेवसनम् जलधाभम् हरहरिभूरिणी यमुनाभम् वहसि वपुषि विषदेवसनम् जलधाभम् हलहदिभिरिमिलितं यमुनाभम् वह శివపుసి జలధాభం కలహది విదిమిలితం మునాభం కేశవధృత హలధర రూపా జయ జగదీశ హరే జయ జగదీశ హరే జయ జగదీశ హరే పశుఖాదం
జగదీశ హరే
जगदीश हरे।
Thank you.
ശ്രീപാദ പരമഹംസ പരിവ്രജകാചാര്യ അഷ്ടോത്തരശത ശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ അഭയ ചരണാരവിന്ദ ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത ഗോസ്വാമി മഹാരാശീല പ്രഭുപാദിക്ക് ജയം ശീല പ്രവിഷ്ടോം ശ്രീപാദ പരമഹംസ പരിവ്രജകാചാര്യ അഷ്ടോത്തരശത ശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ ഭക്തസിദ്ധാന്ത സരസ്വതി മഹാരാശീല പ്രഭുപാദിക്ക് അനന്തകോടി വൈഷ്ണവൃന്ദക്ക് നാമാചാര്യ ശ്രീ ഹരിദാസ് ഠാക്കൂർക്ക് പ്രേം സഹോ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭു നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീ അദ്വൈത ഗദാധാര ശ്രീവാസാദി ഗൗര ഭക്തവൃന്ദക്ക് ശ്രീ ശ്രീ രാധാകൃഷ്ണ ഗോപഗോപിനാഥ ശ്യാമകുണ്ട രാധാകുണ്ട ഗിരി ഗോവർദ്ധാനിക്ക് വൃന്ദാവൻ ധാമിക്ക് മായപ്പൂർ ധാമിക്ക് മധുരപുരി ധാമിക്ക് ജഗന്നാഥ് പുരിധാമിക്ക് ദ്വാരകാപുരി ധാമിക്ക് ഗംഗമായിക്ക് യമുനമായിക്ക് തുളസിദേവിക്ക് ഭക്തിദേവിക്ക് സാമവേദ ഭക്തവൃന്ദക്ക് ഗൗർ പ്രേമനന്ദി ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറീസ് ടു ദി അസംബിൾഡ് ബോഡീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറീസ് ടു ദി അസംബിൾഡ് ബോഡീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറീസ് ടു ദി അസംബിൾഡ് ബോഡീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറീസ് ടു ശ്രീ ശ്രീ ഗുരുവൻ ശ്രീ ഗൗരംഗ ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറീസ് ടു ശ്രീ പ്രഭുപാദ നമോ ശുഭദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രസ്ഥായ ഭൂതലേശ്വരി ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത സ്വാമി നാമേ നമസ്തേ സരസ്വതി ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരിണി നിർവിശേഷ ശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യദേശധാരിണി ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഓം അജ്ഞാനതിമിരാന്ധസ്യ ജ്ഞാനാഞ്ജനശലാകയ ചക്ഷുരുന്മീലിതം യേന തസ്മൈ ശ്രീഗുരവേ നമഃ ശ്രീചൈതന്യമനോഭീഷ്ടം സ്ഥാപിതാം യേന ഭൂതലെ സ്വയം രൂപകദാ മഹ്യം ദദാതിം സ്വപദാന്തികം വന്ദേഹം ശ്രീഗുരു ശ്രീയുതാപദകമലം ശ്രീഗുരും വൈഷ്ണവാംശ്ച ശ്രീരൂപം സാഗ്രജാതം സഹഗണരഘുനാഥാൻവിതം തം സജീവം സാദ്വൈതം സാവധൂതം പരിജനാസഹിതം കൃഷ്ണചൈതന്യദേവം ശ്രീരാധാകൃഷ്ണപദം സഹഗണലളിതാം ശ്രീ വിശാഖാൻവിതാംശ്ച ഹേ കൃഷ്ണ കരുണാ സിന്ധോ ദീനബന്ധോ ജഗൽപദേ ഗോപേശ ഗോപികാകാന്ത രാധാകാന്ത നമോസ്തുതേ തപ്ത കാഞ്ചന ഗൗരാംഗി രാധേ വൃന്ദാവനേശ്വരി വൃഷഭാനുസുതേ ദേവി പ്രണമാമി ഹരിപ്രിയേ വാഞ്ചകൽപതരുഭ്യശ്ച കൃപാസിന്ധുഭ്യ ഏവ ച പതിതാനാം പാവനേഭ്യോ വൈഷ്ണവേഭ്യോ നമോ നമഃ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭോ നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീ അദ്വൈത ഗദാധാര ശ്രീവാസാദി ഗൗരഭക്തവൃന്ദ ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാമ 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 ഹരേ 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 കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാമ 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 ഹരേ 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 കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാമ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ ഓം പാർത്ഥായ പ്രതിബോധിതാം ഭഗവതാം നാരായണേന സ്വയം വ്യാസേന ഗ്രഥിതാം പുരാണമുനിനാം മധ്യേ മഹാഭാരതം അദ്വൈതാമൃതവർഷിണീം ഭഗവതീം അഷ്ടാദശാധ്യായിനീം അംബത്വാമനുസന്ധദാമി ഭഗവത്ഗീതേ ഭവദ്വേഷിണീം നമോസ്തു ദേ വ്യാസവിശാലബുദ്ധേ ഫുല്ലാരവിന്ദായത പത്രനേത്ര യേന ത്വയാ ഭാരതതൈലപൂർണ പ്രജ്വാലിതോ ജ്ഞാനമയ പ്രദീപാം പ്രപന്ന പാരിജാതായ തോത്രവേത്രൈകപാണയേ ജ്ഞാനമുദ്രായ കൃഷ്ണായ ഗീതാമൃതദുഹേ നമഃ സർവോപനിഷദോ ഗാവോ ദുഗ്ധ ഗോപാലനന്ദന പാർത്ഥോ വത്സ സുധീർഭോക്ത ദുഗ്ധം ഗീതാമൃതം മഹത് വസുദേവസുതം ദേവം കംസചാണൂരമർദനം ദേവകീ പരമാനന്ദം കൃഷ്ണം വന്ദേ ജഗദ്ഗുരും ഭീഷ്മദ്രോണതട ജയദ്രഥജല ഗാന്ധാര നീലോൽപല ശല്യഗ്രാഹവതീ കൃപേണ വഹനി കർണേന വേലാകുല അശ്വത്ഥാമ വികർണഘോരമകര ദുര്യോധനാവർത്തിനി സോത്തീർണ ഖലു പാണ്ഡവൈരണ നദി കൈവർത്തക കേശവാം പാരാശര്യവജ സരോജമലം ഗീതാർത്ഥഗന്ധോൽക്കടം നാനാഖ്യാനക കേസരം ഹരികഥ സംബോധനാബോധിതം ലോകേ സജ്ജനഷൽപദൈരഹരഃ പേപീയമാനം മുത ഭൂയാദ്ഭാരതപങ്കജം കലിമല പ്രധ്വംസിന ശ്രേയസേ മൂകം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതേ ഗിരിം യൽകൃപാതമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം
യബ്രഹ്മ വരുണേന്ദ്ര രുദ്രമരുതസ്ത്വന്വന്തി ദിവ്യൈസ്തവൈർവേദൈർ സംഗമദൈർ ക്രമോപനിഷദൈർ ഗായന്തിയം സമഗാഹ ധ്യാനാവസ്ഥിത തദ്ഗതേന മനസ പശ്യന്തിയം യോഗിനോ യസ്യാന്തം ന വിദുസുരാസുരഗണൈ ദേവായ തസ്മൈ നമ ഓം ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ നമ ശ്രീമതി രാധികായ നമ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ So, Sunday, last Sunday, we were discussing the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the first 3 verses. So, Krishna spoke to Arjuna that the confidentiality of this particular chapter and the glory of this chapter, particularly with reference to Krishna consciousness, because Bhagavad Gita is ultimately meant to make a person to surrender to Krishna. That is the goal of Bhagavad Gita. To understand Krishna's position as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and to make us realize our position in relationship with Krishna. That is what Bhagavad Gita is talking about. So when it comes to this 9th chapter, Krishna is saying that to understand Krishna's position as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that Krishna says certain qualifications necessary. As he says in the first verse itself, Pravakshyami Anasuyave. Anasuyave means one who is free from envy. And one who is envious of Krishna, or one who feels envy of the Supreme Lord, he would not understand this chapter, particularly this pure consciousness, pure Krishna consciousness. That's difficult to understand. Jnanam vijnana sahidam yajnatva mokshase shubhal. When one understands it properly and he executes it properly, that means he has the theoretical knowledge of this chapter as well as his practical application of that in one's own life, then what will happen is all the auspicious things will happen to him. Mokshase shubhal. And Krishna also says in the next verse that the Raja Vidya Raja Guhyam Pavitramidam Uttamam Pratyakshavagamam Dharmyam Susukham Kartumavyayam. That this Rajavidya, or the king of knowledge, although it is simple to execute and it is easy to follow this process, but at the same time it's very confidential, Krishna says, because not many people easily accept it because of their problems with the mind. They consider that this process is not a very difficult process, and there rather they will look forward to so many other complicated and difficult processes. Therefore, Krishna says, Pavitram idam uttamam pratyakshavagamam dharmyam susukham kartumavyayam. That it is easy to execute, and one enjoys in executing this process of Krishna consciousness. And in the third verse, Krishna says that, Ashraddhadana purusha dharmasya samarandama apraapyamam nivartande mrti samsara vartaneem. That Krishna says there that Ashraddhana Purusha Dharmasya Asya Parandava, that it is difficult for a person who hasn't got the Shraddha or the seriousness in the process of Krishna consciousness. For him it will not be very easy to perform. And then Aprapyamamni Vartande Mrtya Samsara Vartmani. Such a person will have to follow to the process of birth and death in the material world again. That is what Krishna says. So in this connection with these 3 verses, we were discussing from Srimad Bhagavatam how the personalities like Uddhava has taken this into their life. Because Uddhava was a personality who has followed this in its purest form. And therefore the result was Uddhava received everything what he wanted from Krishna. Because he took Krishna consciousness to that highest levels of purity, that pure Krishna consciousness, as what is discussed in this chapter, Uddhava was able to execute it properly. The result was that Krishna has rewarded him according to his degree of purity or the surrender to the Supreme Lord. So it was in that connection we were talking about Uddhava. So here, if you read this second verse of this chapter, The last paragraph, the second verse, just before text 3, it begins with, Prabhupada says some important points there. He says here, as it will be seen, actual devotional service begins after liberation. Many people think I've started devotional service, isn't it? All of us are saying, I've done so much devotional service, somebody says. I've done 20 years devotional service, someone else says. Somebody says, I've done 50 years. And they think that I've done all my power. I've done, got my t-shirt and got back. So, this is how we are thinking about it. But Prabhupada is saying here, actual devotional service begins after liberation. So, there is some long way to go before we get there, to that point of devotional service. It's important to know this. Why? Because lot of misunderstanding comes to your head that I'm doing so much, I've done this and I've done that, and I've made so many devotees, I've preached to so many people, I've done this, I've gone here, I've done so many parikrama, I've done this, I've done that. So many things I've done, but Prabhupada is saying here, actual devotional service begins after liberation. So in Bhagavad Gita it is said, Brahma Bhuta, after being liberated or being situated in the Brahman position, one's devotional service begins. So, Krishna consciousness is not a cheap thing. It's one of the most elevated states of consciousness, which has, before getting there, you have to go through so many other stages prior to that. That's what Krishna is saying. This Brahma Buddha platform is prior to that. And that is where many people get stuck. And that place where you get stuck is a very difficult place to get over it. Because once you get there, many people think, now that I'm liberated, I'm released from this, material life and material world, I am released from the material world, I am liberated in the Brahma Buddha state. Brahma Buddha prasanna alpa na shochadi na kaamshadi. So one has come to that level of consciousness where he is released from hankering and lamentation, but at the same time he has not experienced the blissful nature of Krishna consciousness yet. So therefore he is still stuck in that condition. That's what Prabhupada is saying here. Devotional service begins after that. By executing devotional service, one can understand the Supreme Lord. Because after reaching that stage, unless one executes devotional service or Krishna consciousness, one will not understand who is Krishna, what is Krishna's position. No one can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead by executing Karma Yogam, Jnana Yogam or Ashtanga Yogam or any other yoga independently. So Karma Yogam, Jnana Yogam, Ashtanga Yogam are all there. They are also meant for elevating a person into the in the spiritual path. But unless one takes to the process of Krishna consciousness, one will not understand Krishna. That is the essence of all this. Bhagavad Gita is bringing us to that point to make us realize, okay, Karma Yogam is also necessary, Jnana Yogam is also necessary, Ashtanga Yogam also can help. All of them can help to come to a certain level. But if you want to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, one has to take to the process of Krishna consciousness. So, without coming into the stage of devotional service, one cannot understand what is the Personality of Godhead. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is also confirmed that when one becomes purified by executing the process of devotional service, especially by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita from realized souls, then he can understand the science or the science of Krishna or the science of God. Evam prasanna manaso bhagaval bhakti yogada bhagaval tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate. In the Bhagavatam it says like that. Evam prasanna manaso bhagaval bhakti yogada. That when one has come to that pure transcendental consciousness, pure mirror goodness, then bhagaval bhakti yogada, Krishna consciousness will build up inside. When one's heart is cleared of all nonsense, then one can understand what God is. Thus this is the process of devotional service of Krishna consciousness. Is the king of all education and the king of all confidential knowledge. It is the purest form of religion and it can be executed joyfully without difficulty. Therefore one should adopt it. So that is what Prabhupada has spoken about this chapter. And therefore we are discussing Bhagavatam because of this. That in Bhagavatam there are so many personalities who have practiced this yoga system. What is discussed here? The pure Krishna consciousness. Uddhava is one example. So we saw last Sunday, while discussing this, how Uddhava's attachment got built up towards Krishna. Uddhava was attracted by Krishna's beauty. Krishna's beauty was so overwhelming, Uddhava says, Vismabanam susya sobhagardehe parampadam bhushana bhushanangam. that even Krishna himself got lost in that beauty. As we discussed last time, Krishna himself got lost by seeing his beauty. And therefore, this secret was revealed to Uddhava, what happened to Krishna. Uddhava kept that in his mind and looked at Krishna. And seeing what is Krishna's beauty, Vidhva never forgot that. So, Vismabanam susyaja saubhagardehe parampadam bhushana bhushanangam. So, every bodily features of Krishna was so attractive to Uddhava. Uddhava always kept that form in his mind. He was able to remember Krishna in that way. Secondly, what attracted Uddhava was the Rajasuyam sacrifice, where so many people, so many great personalities were present there. They all offered their respects to Krishna. And the whole Rajasuyam, the decision was taken to honor Krishna in the Agrasanam position, in the Agrabhuja, Agrasanam Puja, where the special honors were given to the chief guest in the Rajasuyam. And in that Rajasuyam sacrifice, when Krishna was honored like this, Krishna offered liberation to Shishuvala, who hated him throughout his life. That mercy of Krishna attracted Uddhava to seeing Krishna's mercy, even to a person who has abused Krishna 100 times. 100 times he has abused him, and 101st time when he abused, Krishna says, now you can go back to the spiritual world. You have done your part. This is the mercy of Krishna. Not only Uddhava, even Yudhishthira Maharaj, who was present in the Rajasuyam, was shocked by this act of kindness from Krishna. Yudhishthira Maharaj says to Sri Narada Maharshi, what a contrast is this. Here I am, sitting here, and always following Krishna every step, and trying to please him somehow or the other. And throughout my life, I have accepted Krishna's position as the Supreme Lord. And not only that, because he is related to us, we have always been showering our love towards him. And we know that Krishna will look after us. He has protected us from different difficult situations. But in spite of all that, here comes Shishuvala, abuses him 100 times. Krishna says, you can go back to the spiritual world. What's wrong with all this? Shishupala's, this particular liberation to Shishupala has shocked Yudhishthira Maharaj so much that in Rajasuyam sacrifice was over, the first question Yudhishthira Maharaj put to Sri Narada Maharshi is, why is this happening? Why is this happening? This was the question Sri Narada Maharshi was asked by Yudhishthira Maharaj. And in that Rajasuya sacrifice, everybody was sitting there. Great, great sages, they were present there. Bhagavatam says about that. Markandeya Maharshi was there. Markandeya Maharshi was always present with Yudhishthira Maharaj, talking about Lord Ramachandra's pastimes, and Ramayanam was coming from Markandeya. Markandeya is the Purana Acharya. He is the Acharya of all the Puranas. It will come later on in the 12th canon. Purana Acharya Dastude. Sri Parvati gave the special benediction to Markandeya that you will become the Acharya of all the Puranas. So Markandeya Maharshi, in the 12th canon you will find, he became the Acharya of the Puranas. And that Markandeya was present in the palace of Yudhishthira Maharaj, talking to him about Lord Ramachandra. In addition to that, all the other great personalities, Vasishtha and Bhrigu and so many others, Durvasa was always there. You may wonder, Durvasa, most of us think that he is a very angry person and he can curse everyone anytime. So people are frightened of Durvasa. But Durvasa is always there when Krishna is there. Krishna calls him, he is my spiritual master. That's the relationship between Durvasa and Krishna. We shouldn't think about Durvasa in a wrong way. Durvasa sometimes acts certain strange ways. But that is only for the benefit of the devotees also. By the pastime with Ambarish Maharaj, if you remember in the 9th canto, Durvasa had created a situation. Eventually, Ambarish Maharaj was glorified by that. Jnanam tamascha vinayanyidam eva manyam. In that particular pastime of Ambarish Maharaj and Durvasa, Krishna make it very clear that this thing called knowledge is not good enough for me. There is something else more to it than that. That is vinayam. Vinayam means bhakti, devotion. Jnanam tamascha vinayanyidam eva manyam. Durvasa has got jnanam. Durvasa got tapas also. Austerities were also there. Knowledge was there. Austerity was there. But there was one thing missing in him, which Ambarish Maharaj had. Vinayam. Or the bhakti devotion was there. Wasn't there in Durvasa. So, in this way, all these great sages were present in Yudhishthira Maharaj's ashram. in the palace. And they were constantly talking to Yudhishthira about the spiritual life and spiritual activities. But here, what he found was that Shishupala has not done anything. All Shishupala has done was come and abuse Krishna 100 times. And then he was sent back to the spiritual world. So he had this doubt in his mind. In answer to that, the Narada Maharshi sat down on the throne and spoke to the whole reason why all these things have happened. Why was Shishupala sent back to the spiritual world? Krishna was sitting there listening to the whole thing. Next to Krishna was Arjuna was sitting there. And all the other Pandavas also were there. And so many other personalities, they were all listening to this description of Sri Narada Maharshi. What did Sri Narada Maharshi say there? Sri Narada Maharshi said that this relationship with Krishna and the devotee is a very, very special one. It's a very special one. People normally don't understand that what actually releases one from this material body. What actually releases one from the material body. People do not know that. Sri Narada Maharshi says, they are thinking that, oh, Kamsa was given liberation, Pudana was given liberation, Shishupala was given liberation, so many others were given liberation. Whereas we are stuck here, although we are serving Krishna with all our heart, we are trying our best. And we are stuck here and they have gone back to the spiritual world. So is there something wrong with what we are doing? So this question has come back to Yudhishthira Maharaj, and in answer to that, Sri Narada Maharshi told him that that this relationship with Krishna and a living entity is a very special one. In the sense that living entity sometimes gets attracted to Krishna. And in that attraction, they develop different emotions between the living entity and Krishna. Only thing is that different people have different relationship with Krishna. Kamsa was living in fear, total fear of Krishna. Shishupala hated Krishna so much. Gopis approached Krishna in a lusty mood. They had lusty desires and they were attracted by the bodily features of Krishna and the charm of Krishna and Krishna's speech and Krishna's smile. All bodily features attracted the gopis. They were attracted by that. And Sri Narada Maharshi says there, Pandavas have showered their love for Krishna. And we, Sri Narada Maharshi says, we developed a devotion for Krishna. We all had different relationship with Krishna. But what happens is, when any of these relationships becomes very intense, a point comes to its extreme, at that time Krishna says, now you are liberated, you can go back. Krishna is not too concerned about in which way you approach him. Whichever way you come to Krishna at the end, what Krishna sees is that relationship has to become very intense. Just like if you have to fear of Krishna, you have to fear like the way Kamsa was fearing Krishna. In the Bhagavatam, if you read those verses where Kamsa's situation was, while sitting he was seeing Krishna, while walking he was seeing Krishna. As soon as he goes to bed, he was checking if Krishna was there in the bed. And while walking, every minute he was looking back, is Krishna following me? Can you imagine somebody becoming Krishna conscious like this? So he was so Krishna conscious, although with fear, Krishna says, you have reached the top now. You have reached the pinnacle or the topmost position. Kamsa can go back. Send him back. Shishupala, the same way, all the time hated Krishna. He told Sahadev, I don't want to come for Rajasena because I cannot stand him, he said. I cannot stand and see him anymore. Somehow the other, Sahadev persuaded him to come, and when he saw Krishna, started abuses again. So Shishupala's mother, who is Kundidevi's sister was given this guarantee that 100 offenses I will accept. As soon as the 100th offense is spoken, he has to go. He has to leave the body. This was the agreement. So Krishna kept his word. In Rajaswayam, that's what happened. So this Krishna's appearance has got this importance. In no other incarnation this has happened. You won't find such a thing happening in any other incarnations. But when Krishna came here, this is what he has done. That is why it said, Swayam Krishna Avataro Jayadidava Vipur, that Sneha Dvesha Yuragai Prabhruti Viradulai Ashramai Yoga Vedaihi, that we have all these examples in the Shastram to teach us what is lacking in us. What is lacking in us is we are not becoming that intense desire has not come to us. We haven't developed that intense relationship with Krishna. And therefore, things are not progressing very well. Obviously, one is expected to develop a loving relationship with Krishna. Because if we try to hate Krishna, or if we try to fear of Krishna, we will never come to the perfectional stage. So therefore, Krishna consciousness is the process. Krishna consciousness is the process by which one can come to that relationship with Krishna. And when that Krishna consciousness becomes very intense in relationship with Krishna, then Krishna says you can go back. So what is Krishna, this Krishna's appearance teach us actually? Krishna's appearance is telling us, which no other appearance Krishna has shown this. It is very specific to the appearance of Krishna. What is that?
Snehadveshanuragaihi Prabhutibiratulai Ashramai Yoga Vedaihim.
Sneham means love, dvesham, hate, anuraga means the conjugal relationship with Krishna.
Snehadveshanuragaihi Prabhutibiratulai Ashramai Yoga Vedaihim.
That all these different human emotions, one should learn to direct it towards Krishna. And that is where we all fail. That is our failure.
Artim tirtha samaswam amrita padamagum.
That in Kali Yuga one has got one great quality, great one thing available in great quantity with us. What is that?
Artim tirtha samaswam amrita padamagum.
That what is available with everyone in Kali Yuga is a lot of distress is available. In fact, strictly speaking, Kali Yuga is the worst age of all because the struggle for material existence and the inability to execute spiritual life and realizing the importance of going back to the spiritual world and to be released from this material life is very, very minimum in the age of Kali, in the people. People find it very hard to think that there is another spiritual world existing. They find it very hard to give up this material world. And they find it very hard to struggle themselves to maintain this material body here. These are all the special features of Kali Yuga.
Artim tirtha samastam amrita padamagum.
That, and if one has learned to direct you towards Krishna, that bhakti bho teja bhuyaham, that if somehow or the other, if that distress also, if it is directed towards Krishna, that will take us back to the spiritual world. All the great personalities, if you look into the history, you will find they all have succeeded in this. They all have succeeded in this. That when they were put into such distressful conditions, they realized the uselessness of the world, this material world, and the endeavor, what we put in here. And in that process, they directed their love towards Krishna. The result was that they became perfect in their spiritual life, and then they never turn back again to this material world. And they try to help us and everyone to go back home, back to Krishna. So that is the beauty of Krishna consciousness. So this Krishna consciousness, what Uddhava was discussing here, what we find in the Bhagavadam is, Uddhava was attracted by beauty, Uddhava was attracted by Krishna's merciful nature. What else? Uddhava also mentioned about Putana's liberation. Why Putana's liberation was discussed was, it is one of those verses in the Bhagavadam where Uddhava is asking this question to Vidura.
Kamvadayalam sharanam rajamam. Kamvadayalam sharanam rajamam.
That Uddhava says to Vidura that to such a personality, how can we not take his shelter?
Kamvadayalam sharanam rajamam.
That how can we avoid taking his shelter when he is become so merciful to us? He is showing so much compassion and mercy to the devotee. Which devotee will go away from that Supreme Personality Krishna? This was Uddhava's questions to Vidura. In addition to that, Uddhava also mentioned one more thing. That was the way how Ugrasena was installed on the throne and Krishna and Balaram standing there and says to Ugrasena, please, you are the emperor now.
you manage the kingdom. Ugrasena says, I can't do it on my own. Krishna says, don't worry about it. As long as we are here, everything will be sorted. You just have to sit there and watch the scenes. That's all. But you are the emperor. And Ugrasena was put on that throne. Seeing that Krishna's detachment and that lack of desire for power, Uddhava was amazed by Krishna's activities. Normally, at the youth, particularly the young age, everyone wants to control the world, isn't it? So that desire is very strong at that time, to be on the top of everything. But Krishna was rather showing, displaying his detachment to this world at the age of 12, when Kamsa was killed and Ugrasena was installed on the throne. One more incident happened there, that was with Vasudeva and Devaki. When Kamsa was killed, Uddhava says there that Krishna went up to the prison house where they were in the prison. Vasudeva and Devaki were in the prison. Krishna got the prison open, prison door open, and first thing what Krishna did and Balaram, what they did was they paid their obeisances to Vasudeva and Devaki. And Krishna and Balaram were actually shedding their tears, were unable to serve their parents for a very, very long time. Because when did Vasudeva see Krishna last? The day he was born, isn't it? When Krishna, Vasudeva took him to Gokul and left him there. After that, Vasudeva has not seen him. Krishna has grown up now, he is 12 years. And that beautiful form of Krishna, at that age particularly, that age in the Shastram it says, Kaishoram. Kaishoram is the most beautiful time in a young man's life. That is when he has just finished his childhood and boyhood. He has not got his youth yet. That period in between, 12, 13 years that time. And Krishna was looking extremely beautiful. And as soon as Vasudeva and Devaki saw them, Krishna and Balaram paid their obeisances and apologized to them first for not able to look after them and serve them. Not able to look after them and serve them in their life. This is what was disturbing Krishna's mind. And when Krishna mentioned that to Vasudeva and Devaki, Uddhava realized that Krishna is different. That attachment and devotion to the parents, what Krishna has displayed. Krishna has done all these things to show to the world how one should live in this world also. This is also behind it. That to the parents how to be respectful and how to show that relationship, how to develop that relationship with the parents. But nowadays it's different, of course. All these things don't come into equation. But still, the values of Krishna consciousness includes all these things. Therefore, that has moved Uddhava. So, Uddhava says to Vidura, all these things, what has happened in Krishna's time with us, has affected me. And I have decided, therefore, there is no question of me staying here now. I am on my way to Badrinath. Uddhava says at that time to Vidura. So, Vidura says, what happened? Vidura wanted only one thing to know. What happened at the last minute when Krishna was leaving the planet? So, Uddhava says to Vidura that Krishna was inquiring about you, about Vidura. As soon as Uddhava said this to Vidura, Uddhava felt himself very foolish. Very foolish he felt. Because he didn't know that this was going to happen, Krishna was going to leave. He thought, I'll go on a pilgrimage. Pilgrimage is for what? Ultimately, if you're not able to reach Krishna, all this pilgrimage is also not very worthwhile. So, Vidura was lamenting that Krishna was inquiring about me and I was wandering around in all these places in the name of a pilgrimage. He said, Krishna was inquiring about me. Imagine that feeling. Somebody comes and tells you tomorrow, Krishna was inquiring about you. What would you think? What would you feel about that? Only a devotee can understand that. One whose mind is attached to Krishna and one who is always wanting that reciprocation from Krishna. All the devotees want that reciprocation from Krishna. And here, openly, Krishna was saying to Uddhava, and who else was with Uddhava? Maitreya Maharshi was there. Maitreya Maharshi was there. So, Krishna didn't say this to Uddhava actually. Krishna asked Uddhava, where is Vidura? He said, I have not seen him for a long, long time. And turning to Maitreya, Krishna says to Maitreya Maharshi, just like Uddhava is dear to me, I had another devotee called Vidura was equally dear to me. He says this to Maitreya. Uddhava's heard all these things. So Uddhava's repeated that to Vidura. Vidura's heart was pounding. He was feeling, what a nonsense I have done going away from here like this. Krishna was inquiring about me and I was not there. Can you imagine that situation? Krishna was inquiring about Vidura and Vidura wasn't there. Only Vidura will know about it. We won't know that because we don't have that relationship with Krishna. We will say, yes, Krishna was inquiring about me. Oh, I don't think Krishna will inquire about me. I am also not inquiring about Krishna at the moment. No, that is the difference between Vidura and us. We have seen earlier with Bhishma what happened. When Bhishma was thinking about Krishna, Krishna came there. And as much as Bhishma wanted to see Krishna, Krishna wanted to see Bhishma as well. Is it not? Krishna wanted to see Bhishma as well. And Bhishma knew that Krishna was going to come more than anybody else. And so he waited. So all these things in the Bhagavatam will open up our eyes. Why Krishna is not calling us? Krishna is not asking for us. Why we are in this situation? Why they are in that situation? So here what happened was, Krishna says to Maitreya Maharshi and to Uddhava, anyway, because Vidura is not here, before I leave, I want to give you both a present, he says. Krishna says to Maitreya and Vidura, I want to give you both a present, he says. So Uddhava and Maitreya thought, what is this present? Before I leave, he said. Krishna says, before I leave, I want to give you both a present. And naturally, Uddhava was very inquisitive. What is Krishna going to say? That is what you will find in the Bhagavatam. Yeah. Bhagavatam, if you look in the third canto, fourth chapter, verse 13, there you will find one interesting verse. What does it say? It says like this. Puramaya proktama jayanabhye padme nishannayam amadi sarge jnanam param manmahimavabhasam elsmareyo elsureyo bhagavadam vadandim. What was that present? Srimad Bhagavadam. Keeping Maitreya and Uddhava in front, Krishna spoke Srimad Bhagavadam to them and told them that is a present. Srimad Bhagavadam was the present Krishna gave it to them. You may wonder, how come Krishna spoke Srimad Bhagavatam, isn't it? That's a naturally interesting question. Because Srimad Bhagavatam is about Krishna, glorifying Krishna. Does that mean that Krishna sat there and glorified himself? Krishna will never do such a thing. Never you will find in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna is talking about himself. He doesn't need it also. Then what did he do? What is Srimad Bhagavatam? What does it mean by this then? Krishna says there, Yalsurayo Bhagavatam Vadandi. It is called Srimad Bhagavatam. That is what Krishna has given to both of them. What it means is, Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna, is not different from Krishna. And this Srimad Bhagavatam, one can only understand when Krishna gives us that understanding. Otherwise we will not understand Srimad Bhagavatam. No matter how great a scholar he is, or how great a yogi he is, whatever it is, if you have to understand Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna has to decide from inside. Yes, he can understand Srimad Bhagavatam. How much and how far one should know, Krishna will decide that. So that is why in Srimad Bhagavatam you will find Bhaktya Bhagavatam Yeyam Navyulpatya Natigaya. Not by your scholarship or not by your empirical knowledge or by philosophical search, whatever it is, you will not understand Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhaktya Bhagavatam Yeyam. Only by pure devotion or to Krishna, because Maitreya Maharshi and Uddhava has reached that stage, Krishna decided before leaving, let them understand Srimad Bhagavatam. So Upadesham was given to Uddhava and to Maitreya. And both of them understood Srimad Bhagavatam from Krishna at that time. Krishna wanted them, they should understand Bhagavatam. They have understood Bhagavatam and there is no looking back after that. Bhaktya Bhagavatam Yeyam Na Vilpatya Na Tigaya. Not by vilpati or by knowledge of the Shastram or anything you will understand Bhagavatam. Not by the commentaries you will understand the Srimad Bhagavatam. by Krishna's mercy, one can understand Srimad Bhagavatam. So therefore, when we are trying to understand Bhagavatam, we have to keep this in our mind, always praying to Krishna to give us our understanding of Bhagavatam. Otherwise, how can we understand Bhagavatam? How can we understand Srimad Bhagavatam? If we start analyzing Srimad Bhagavatam like a textbook, we will not get anywhere. We will completely be confused. And we will have to ultimately saying, what is this Bhagavatam? It's full of fiction and full of stories. And how do we know that this is all true? And all kinds of mind will throw questions at you. And you will be lost in that process. But if Krishna wants us to understand Bhagavatam, then all these questions won't come to mind again anymore. That is the beauty of the Krishna's. If you receive Bhagavatam from Krishna, there is no question of any more doubting Srimad Bhagavatam's validity or the authority of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Maitreya and Vidura were saved from that situation. Vidura was instructed, Maitreya was instructed, both of them same time. And then Krishna says to Uddhava that go to Badrinath and hand over this message of Ekadasham, the 11th canto, to Narayana Maharshi there and stay. And to Maitreya, Krishna said, go to Haridwar and stay. And one day, if Vidura comes to you, Krishna already knew Vidura was going to go to him. Somehow or the other, everything is organized by Krishna's arrangement. Vidura will go to Maitreya. When Vidura comes to you, tell him everything what has spoken to you. And when he asks you, clear all his doubts and make him and give him all the help what he need so that he can come back to me. With these instructions, Krishna left Maitreya and Uddhava and then went back to the spiritual world. That will come in the 12th canto, how later on in the Bhagavatam. But here, what we have to remember is, at that point, Uddhava departed from Vidura and proceeded to Badrinath. Vidura just followed Uddhava for a short time, but by then, Uddhava was so much intoxicated with Krishna consciousness in his head, that Krishna has given this last instruction to me. Imagine that. Krishna is giving you the last instruction before going back to the spiritual world and tells you, and already if you have studied Ekadasham, you will know that how Uddhava left Krishna. Tears were coming from Namo Astude Mahayogin Prabhanna Manushadhimam Yadha Tvacharanam Bhoje Retisyal Anavayini. That the last departure from Krishna, Uddhava, Krishna has filled him with Krishna consciousness to such an extent he was in his ecstatic mood and he was going towards Badrinath. On his way to Badrinath, he traveled, but he was going so fast, Vidura could not catch up with him. Vidura, in a few minutes, Uddhava was gone. And then eventually, Vidura arrived in Haridwar and Vidura meets with Maitreya Maharshi. And then, you may think that how would Vidura have asked the question? How do you feel that how Vidura, when he reached Maitreya Maharshi, what we would have done? What suppose we were told by somebody that Krishna has told Maitreya Maharshi, okay, you come to Haridwar, see Maitreya Maharshi, and Maitreya Maharshi will tell you everything what you need to know. What we would say? We'll say, go to Maitreya Maharshi and say to Maitreya Maharshi, Maitreya Maharshi, tell us what all Krishna has told you to tell me. That's how we will put it, isn't it? Because our mind is like that. But look at Vidura, how he put the questions to Maitreya. It is so fascinating the way Vidura has presented these questions to Maitreya. Vidura never mentioned anything what Krishna has told Maitreya. Like a proper disciple, he goes to Maitreya Maharshi. And Vidura's questions are starting like this. Sukhaya karmani karoti loke. Vidura's question is fantastic question. The whole world is busy working very, very hard to become happy. Sukhaya karmani karoti loke. And what happens? The result is all, at the end, it's all frustration. Sukham alone is not available. Sukham is the only thing that's available. What is Sukham and Anandam difference? That also we have to know. People are working for Sukham. Kham means indriyas, I mean senses. Kham means senses. Sukham means sensual happiness. That is what Sukham means. Dukham means sensual distress. In other words, Kham means senses. So Sukham is sensual happiness and Dukham means sensual distress. So these are the things what we are working for in this world. Whereas spiritual happiness is called Anandam, the happiness coming from the spiritual life. That we are not working. We are only working for these two things. And we are getting it also. A little bit of sukham and a lot of dukham. That is the result at the end. And then we are whole life analyzing why it has gone, where things have gone wrong, what should I have done for this to get it corrected. Because the whole goal is wrong and the whole activities are also wrong. The results are also wrong. And then whole day lamentation about it. Is it not? So, sukhaya karmani karoti loke. That lokam, this world is only working in that direction. Vidura says to Maitreya Maharshi, why is it like this, that the results are all coming in the opposite way? Why is it like this? This was Vidura's questions to Maitreya Maharshi. We will leave that for the moment. Let's look at our own life in this world, because that is most important, isn't it? Spend a lot of time after growing up, 15, 20 years in the university, studying hard, struggling hard with everything, and worked hard to get through some degree or whatever it is, some skills and qualifications to get work or to do some business or whatever it is, we started all that. After going through all this education, has anyone felt happiness after that? No. Nobody has felt happiness. He feels that I've spent 15 years of my life, where am I now? What shall I do now? This is the next question, isn't it? What shall I do now? So then we have to get a job, isn't it? That a job is the next thing. Or some business, whatever one can capable of doing. So immediately what do we think? We think that 15 years of my life is gone. What is left now? So I was looking for sukham. Has sukham come? Sukham hasn't come yet. It is still waiting somewhere. It hasn't come. Okay. With a great effort, you have found some work somewhere, or job, or business, or something you are doing, trying to do, putting all your effort and energy into it to somehow make it a success. So working hard, money started coming. Then you start feeling there is something missing in life. I'm not feeling that complete. Still, I'm not feeling that sukham. So sukham has not come yet. We are working for sukham. Sukham hasn't come yet. So then you decide that maybe because I don't have a partner in my life, that is why my sukham is not complete. So there is one partner sitting somewhere looking for similarly for sukham. And that partner and meet this partner, the two partners meet together, trying to make a plan for sukham from then on. Actually what's happening is, the idea is to share, what they say is to share the happiness in life, isn't it? But actually one is coming with a lot of distress. The other one is coming with an equal amount of distress. And these two distress together, so instead of sharing that happiness, what actually you are sharing is, you are adding to your distress somebody else's distress as well. And then thinking, as soon as the marriage happens for a few days or so, that happiness is very superficial. And after that, one is thinking, now what to do now? We have two now. And that means we need a separate house, isn't it? Up to now, you can live with the parents or somebody was giving. But now that you got married, you need a separate place because you're not feeling that privacy what you want. So all these ideas are building up in the mind. Next thing, walk into the building society, get the mortgage, get another big neck tie, weight on the neck, tie it down there on the neck. So, has sukham come? Is the sukham there in any of these things? No. Then what happens? The husband is telling the wife, maybe if both of us work, we can pay this mortgage back in a very short time. We'll try that. Let us both go to work. So they start going to work. Both of them are working. Because in the olden days, two people never worked. One person worked and everyone lived with that. But now even after two people working, there is so much problems. Financially, everyone is strained still. So this is the speciality of Kali Yuga. So anyway, he says to her, or she says to him, that let's both work. And we will try to pay up this mortgage as quickly as possible. And then we will get sukham. After that, we will be okay. Meanwhile, what happened? That in the process, they wanted children because life is not complete still. So children have come in the family. 1, 2, 3, like that. Whatever is possible, whatever has happened, has happened. When children had come, both husband and wife is at work whole day. Children at home. So then naturally, whole day they are thinking, oh, children are at home, what about feeding them, looking after them? This anxiety has built up. Has sukham come? Is there sukham there? No, there is no sukham. In the evening while coming back, husband tells the wife, Or wife tells her husband, I cannot go back and cook at home now for everybody. Whole day I have been working. I'm exhausted now. And she knows when she gets home that the children will also be looking for the parents to come back and have a few minutes of quality time, as they say. That the quality time, they are waiting for the quality time, parents are also waiting for the quality time. So when they arrive home, they decided that before we go home, we'll get into some restaurant and have our meal. And if necessary, we'll take a takeaway with us for the children also. When we get home, is this not what the modern life is all about? I'm sure that many of us know what is going on in this world in the name of family life. So this modern family life is building up. So there was no sukham there also. Where is the sukham that they were looking for? So then the children grew up, worked hard whole life to build them up, somehow or the other, let them go to school, college, finish this, finish that. When they grew up and they finish all their education, they are saying bye bye. They say, we have got our life to live. So the parents are saying, look, we have to make you Krishna conscious now. So the children are saying, that we will see later when we get old, because I read in some book that it's only at the old age you think about Krishna, not when you are young. And now we have some other big agenda behind it. So has sukham come? Then the anxiety about the children. Like this, the whole life is gone. By then, already close to the pension age, and then the pensions are all in trouble. That is also not there. Whole life you have worked and paid for it, and even that has gone into a mess completely. Then you come back and purchase one Srimad Bhagavatam. And then you start reading that. And when you read Srimad Bhagavatam, you find it's all nonsense what goes on here. And then you say yes. But by then, it's a bit too late. It's a bit too late. Srimad Bhagavatam you should have purchased when you are very young and started reading that. But never mind. Even then, Krishna is saying, Vidura's question is very valid, is it not? Because he is asking on behalf of us all this question. Sukhaya karmani karoti loke. For sukham's sake, this logam is going on like this. Why they are not getting any sukham? That was the question from Maitreya, from Vidura. Vidura asked this question to Maitreya and says there that when Vidura asked these questions to Maitreya, Maitreya had only one answer. That after working so hard and looking for sukham, they never get it, Maitreya said. Because if you want to know the answer to that question, I have to start from the creation, he says. Maitreya says to Vidura, I have to start from the creation. And that is how in the third canto, Srimad Bhagavatam begins. Srimad Bhagavatam begins with this Vidura Maitreya Samvadam, discussion between Vidura and Maitreya. Maitreya Maharshi starts going back to the beginning of creation. From there, the process starts from there. And that is a long topic which goes on discussed throughout third, fourth, fifth cantos like that. It goes on like that. So what we are trying to discuss is that Uddhava and Vidura, they had developed such pure devotion for Krishna that they were able to find the answer to the questions. So similarly, a pure devotee, Krishna consciousness, has the answer. He finds the answer. Why? Krishna reveals the answers to him. He gets all the answers from the proper source. Krishna gives the answer to through Maitreya or directly to Uddhava, like that. So in the Bhagavatam, here there's a lot of things to know. Actually, Bhagavatam is the expansion of Bhagavad Gita. In other words, whatever Bhagavad Gita the philosophically is presented, if you want to see the practical application of that, you have to take Srimad Bhagavatam. It is in the Srimad Bhagavatam you will find a better understanding of Bhagavad Gita comes from there. Bhagavad Gita is very much based on a high philosophical level that Krishna has spoken to Arjuna in the battlefield with a limited time. And because he knew, Krishna knew that in the Kali Yuga, particularly after his departure from this world, isn't it? We know in the first canto how it was spoken, that while Krishna was leaving this planet, Krishna Sodhamovagade Dharma Jnana Divisaha Kalao Dashtam Esham Puranarkodhuno Didaham. Srimad Bhagavatam has been mentioned like this by Sudha Goswami to Shaunagar Rishi. What was that? That Krishna Sodhamovagade, Krishna decided to go back to the spiritual world, to his abode. Dharma Jnana Divisaha, Dharma Jnana is a company with Krishna. Krishna is with Dharma Jnana Avisaga Kalao Dashtadrisha Amesham. All this Dharma will go away from this world with Krishna's departure. Jnana, knowledge also will go away. Then what will happen? Kalao Dashtadrisha Amesham. That people in the Kali Yuga, they will not have the proper vision even to what to do and what not to do. They will simply will be misled by the leaders, and they will be misled by the politicians and all kinds of people, and they will be driven by a powerful government who will simply tax them and exploit them and abuse them. And there will be so many exploitative forces in this world in the name of capitalism or communism or whatever ism it is. They will all try to exploit the human population. Bhagavatam is pointing out to us, Kalao nashtadrisham esham. At that time what happened? Puranarkaudhunodidaham. Puranam Srimad Bhagavatam has come for the rescue of the human society. For the rescue of human society, Srimad Bhagavatam has come. So that is the position of Srimad Bhagavatam. And this Srimad Bhagavatam will tell us that how whatever Krishna has spoken in this 9th chapter of the Raja Yogam chapter, these personalities, Vidura, Uddhava and so on and so forth, they have practiced that and showed it to us how to execute that process. Without any reservation, accepting Krishna's authority as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and developing Krishna consciousness. That's what they have done in their life here. That's what they have done. Vidura has done the same thing and Uddhava has done also exactly the same thing. Never left Krishna for a second. Whole lifetime they took Krishna shelter and all circumstances. Everywhere they went, Krishna was in their heart all the time. And in the Bhagavatam you will find there is some interesting episodes. When you bring it that to Bhagavad Gita, you will find how relevant they are, all these things. While talking in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has given very great importance to bhakti, devotional process, devotional science, Krishna consciousness. In fact, strictly speaking, Bhagavad Gita has only one message: to become Krishna's devotee, nothing else. Everything else is in order to help that process, how to become a devotee. To help become a devotee, Jnanamargam is there, Karma Yogam is there, Ashtanga Yogam is there. All the other yoga system mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita is only to supplement our effort to become a devotee, our effort to become a devotee of Krishna and to become surrender to Krishna. Somehow or the other, accept that Krishna is the Supreme Personality, I am Krishna's servant. Somehow or the other, this conviction has to come in our mind. At the moment it isn't there, that's why we have difficulty. So there in the Bhagavad Gita, the two different processes in the Bhagavatam also you will find, Prabhupada mentions that one is the impersonalist and the other one is the personalist. Personalists follow the process of bhakti. The impersonalists follow the process of jnanam. They take to the process of jnanam. Some of them after after going through the process of jnanam or the jnanamargam, they get very advanced in spiritually. Spiritually they get very, very advanced. And when they get advanced, what happens? We'll come to that. We'll see what happens to them at that time. When Krishna was in the prison house in Devaki Devi's womb, Krishna was present in Devaki Devi's womb. He was just going to appear. So that evening, just the sun was setting, around that time, all the demigods came to the prison, led by Brahma. Brahma was in the front, followed by Shiva and Chandra, Indra, Varuna and all the other great, great personalities in Krishna's administration. They were all there. They all come together to see Devaki Devi. Devaki Devi was sitting in the prison house And while sitting there, what happened was, suddenly she saw all the demigods there in the room. When she saw the demigods, they started paying their respects to her. They fell down on the ground. Brahma, Shiva, they were all paying their respects to Devaki Devi. Devaki Devi got a shock seeing all of them paying their respects to her. And she was thinking, I am just a prisoner of Kamsa sitting here. All my children were killed by him. What is this happening to me now? And there is a reply from Brahma asking permission to Devaki Devi to pay the obeisances to her. Devaki Devi, Brahma says to Devaki Devi that you do not know who is inside in your womb, who is inside in your womb. He is the Supreme Personality who had come. And please allow us to glorify you. That is how Brahma put it to her. Please allow us to glorify you. Because now you are worshipable. Because Krishna has appeared in your womb. Krishna has come to you. And Devaki Devi appeared as though she was so beautiful looking with Krishna inside. And all the demigods started their wonderful prayers in the Bhagavadam. If you read those prayers, you will see how these great demigods, what they thought about the appearance of the person who had come that day. It was going to the mind. You have to remember, Srimad Bhagavatam begins with one thing, isn't it? Tene brahma hridaya adigavaye muhyandiyal surayam. Brahma got the knowledge from whom? From Krishna, isn't it? Tene brahma hridaya adigavaye muhyandiyal surayam. Bhagavatam begins like that. So, Brahma received the knowledge from Krishna. And all the other demigods also, they knew from Brahma who the Supreme Lord is. And he had come. So Brahma was paying his obeisances and he started his famous prayers in the glorification of Krishna in the pregnancy state of Devaki Devi. It's called Garbhastuti. The glorification of Krishna in the Garbham, in the womb of the mother Devaki Devi. So that glorification, if you see, Brahma started the glorification. That's what's interesting. Brahma starts the glorification. And Brahma says, so many verses. First 3-4 verses if you look, you will find there. Satya vratam ja satya param ja satyam satyasya yonim hidam ja satye satyasya satyam hrada satya netram satya atmagam tvam sharanam brahmanah. Brahma recited this verse to Krishna. Satyavratam satya paranja satyam. Why this verse is so important is, Srimad Bhagavatam begins with one verse, which says, what does it say? That, Janmadhyasya yadonvayadidharadas chateshvapitya swaral tene brahma hrida ya adigamaye muhyandiyal surayam tejo varimradam yathavinimayo yatra trisargo mrisha dhamna svena sada nirastha kuhagam satyam param dhimahi. Satyam param dhimahi, that is the discussion. What is satyam param means? Satyam param means the absolute truth. That is the topic of discussion in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Satyam param, absolute truth is the topic that is discussed in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Satyam param dhimahi. So Bhagavatam begins with this verse. And then you don't find any discussion about Satyam up to this point in the 10th canto. This is more or less in the second chapter in the 10th canto. These prayers of Lord Brahma. And here, Brahma is confirming who that Satyam is. You see, up to this time, if anyone has any doubt who that Satyam is, here is the answer of Brahma. What does Brahma say? Satyavratam satya paranja satyam satyasya yonim hitanja satye satyasya satyam krita satya netram satyalmagam tvam sharanam prabhannah. That satyam 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 param satyam is this satyam what is inside now. So Brahma confirms to us that in this chapter at the time of this glorification, that satyam what we started with Srimad Bhagavatam, that satyam has come. In other words, Krishna is the Supreme Absolute Truth, Supreme Personality of Godhead. That confirmation, the Bhagavatam, comes from these verses. This particular verse in the
in the Bhagavatam. And later on, when Bhagavatam finishes at the very end of Bhagavatam, you will find, what do you find there? Kasminyena vibhasi todadamalam jnana pradipapura todrubena naradaya munaye krishnaya todrubinam yogindraya todatmanadam paramardhadraya bhagam yajnanam vishogamamalam satyam param dhimahi. Begins with satyam param dhimahi, finishes with satyam param dhimahi. So satyam, param satyam, or absolute truth, is Krishna. And that is what Srimad in the Bhagavatam, how tachuddham nimalam vishogam amradam satyam param dhimahi. That is how Bhagavatam finishes also. So begins with satyam param dhimahi. In the 10th canto, satyam is discussed, and at the end finishes with satyam. Satyam param satyam. Param satyam means the final truth, ultimate truth. That's what it is. So, that discussion, that glorification from Brahma started to Krishna. Brahma started this glorification of Krishna. Krishna heard all this. After hearing that, Krishna didn't like it. This is the situation. Krishna didn't like it. Another one more verse he spoke. Krishna looked at Brahma. That look was sufficient. Brahma got the message. Message was this. Every time I come here, you start this, all this great philosophical glorification. Nobody can understand what it is all about. I am this satyam, that satyam, this satyam, so many satyam, this, that. I am this, I am the control of the material world, spiritual world. Prakriti, material nature comes from me, Maya comes from me. Who understands all these things? My dear Brahma, can you not glorify me so that ordinary people can understand? All this I have heard enough in Vaikuntham and all other places. I had enough of it. I have not come here actually to hear that glorification again. And in a second, Brahma got the message. You can notice that in the Bhagavatam. You can take it yourself and look at it. How do you know that? That the way Brahma addressed Krishna. Up to this point, Brahma was saying to Krishna, you are Supreme Brahman, you are this, you are that, all kinds of things. Next verse, Brahma says, Enyera vindaksha vimuktamanina toyasta bhava avishuddha buddhaya arukhya krishrena param padandana padandhyana onadrida ushmadhangraya. The whole tone changed in 1 second. Straight away calls Aravindaksha. Aravindaksha means lotus eyed one. Immediately switched on from Brahman and all that to Aravindaksha. Generally, Krishna is addressed as Purna Brahmam, isn't it? In Brahma's prayers, you will find later, Krishna is known as Purna Brahmam. Purna Brahmam means the complete Brahman. Aho bhagyam, nanda gopa prajaugasam, yan mitram paramanandam, Purna Brahmam sanadhanam. In the end of Brahmastuti, 40 verses are there in the Brahmastuti. When Brahma was punished by Krishna, you remember later on in the 10th canto, when Valsasthayam, that pastime happened, where Brahma had to face that tough situation. Brahma's pride was taken out, and eventually Brahma had to take complete shelter of Krishna and apologize for all what has happened. 40 wonderful verses Brahma spoke in that. Brahma mentions that you are Purna Brahmam, complete Brahmam you are. It was presented there to Krishna. So generally, these jnanis we were talking about, they are after this Brahmam. Purna Brahmam, they call it, or impersonal Brahmam. That is what they are after. So what happens is that they spend a lot of time studying all the Vedic literatures are wonderful in that way. Once that knowledge goes in, the knowledge will start, if it starts working a little bit, that's enough. Then immediately a great happiness comes from that. Because Satugunam is normally associated with knowledge, isn't it? Mode of goodness, if one is performing severe austerities and penances, and one is studying all the Upanishads and all the other Vedic literature, automatically there is a tremendous happiness that will build up inside, coming from that knowledge as well as from the mode of goodness. It will happen. And that is happiness from spiritual life. That will not naturally happen to him. So the jnanis, they follow this process. And they study the Upanishads
and all the different associated literature. There's so much to know. And when you study that, and the truth is becoming easy, closer to you, you're feeling a great success in your endeavor, spiritual endeavor, isn't it? Spiritual life. So when all this is happening, what happens is, Brahma is saying here, Enya Aravindaksha, Aravindaksha, addressing Krishna, Vimuktamaninam, these people, Jnani, start thinking, I am now liberated. I am liberated. Because of the intensity of Satugunam and also the intensity of the knowledge that has gone in, they started feeling a kind of liberation from this world. It's only very temporary, and it's always due to the effect of that knowledge that has gone in. That will happen. That you cannot deny. Great, great personalities followed that. But Enyera Vindaksha Vimuktamaninam. Toyasta bhavad avishuddha buddhayam. Then they feel toyasta bhavad avishuddha buddhayam, that one feels that they are liberated. The freedom comes to them. One does not know how much one feel happy when they feel released from this bondage. That only one has to experience. Only then one will know that. That is what Brahma is saying here. Yenyera vindaksha vimuktamaninam. Vimuktamanina. Vimuktamanina means they feel liberated from this world. But at the same time, something else goes along with it. The pride goes in. The pride. I am now liberated. I am not affected by the modes of nature. Imagine that situation. You are not affected by the modes of nature. All these thoughts are coming to him. And then, what else is happening? Toyasta bhavad avishuddha buddhaya. Avishuddha buddhaya. What is happening is, his intelligence is getting polluted with the same time. No doubt about it, by studying all the Vedic literature, don't you think that he is allowed to have certain knowledge? After all, he has put a lot of effort to acquire this knowledge, is it not? So he is a jnani. He has got knowledge with him. And the result of the knowledge is that pride will come. Pride will definitely come. And when the pride comes, something else will happen. That the intelligence won't work in the right direction. It will start a little offensive to everything else. So this is his situation at the moment. Toyasta bhaval avishuddha buddhaya, that he is in a very difficult situation. So, but because he has performed austerities and penances, he has performed a lot of austerities and penances in his life, and he has cultivated spiritual knowledge. So Krishna decides one day, let me go to him and see him. Krishna comes to see him. When Krishna comes to him, what is expected from one? First of all, one should fall down straight away and pay the obeisances, isn't it? He doesn't do that. Because all the spiritual knowledge that is inside, he has understood it, but he has not actually experienced it completely. To the extent, completion is not there in that jnanam. Knowledge is not complete. Some little bit it has come forth to him, a little shining through him. And that ray of knowledge has already given him so much pride in him. The result was that he has forgotten to pay his obeisances to Krishna. Krishna is saying, I have come to you because you have performed so much austerities and penances, and I come to you like this. He says to Krishna, this is not the form. I don't believe in any forms of the God. God has no form. No name, no form. We worship Brahman, impersonal. He says to Krishna. Aha. That's not bad. Krishna has come, peacock feather, and first class Pidambaram, the dress. And everything, Krishna looks so attractive to an ordinary person. And here, our great Jnani is saying to Krishna. Jnani is saying to Krishna that, well, I don't worship any form. We don't worship any form. You don't worship any form? Oh, no. Form means you are conditioned. You're not anymore in the, you're not above the Brahman. Brahman is superior. He starts saying like this. So, Krishna says, alright, so what shall I do? If you can stay there without form, that's not too bad, because then we can worship you. So if I go away, that'll be okay? The jnani is saying, well, that is what we are trained to think, you know, impersonal form, absolute truth is impersonal, isn't it? So, that's the form we are looking, there's no form, is there? Impersonalism, no form. So, if that's the form you are looking for, and this form you are not attracted to, what's the situation? Imagine that. Imagine that situation. So, Krishna goes away. But, Krishna is obliged to give him something, isn't it? After all, he has spent all his life in this Jnanamargam, process of Jnanam. He has been cultivating, studying all the Upanishads, their commentaries and everything. And from that all, he has come to closer to the truth. There is no question about that. So Krishna says, okay, you get liberated, go back, go to liberated. So he comes there. Where does he come? He comes to Vaikuntha planet. When he gets there, what happens? The gatekeepers says to them, where are you coming from? Stop. He says, stop there. Where are you coming from? Oh, we are coming from Bharatavarsham. We have come from that planet. You know Bharatavarsham? We are coming from there. Oh, you come from Bharatavarsham? Yes. Because Vaikuntha is somewhere else, isn't it? It's not the only planet. They have to look after so many other planets also. We are thinking this is everything. Whereas they are thinking there is somewhere. Like Krishna asked, Brahma, which Brahma are you reporting to me now? He says. Then Brahma had to tell Krishna where he is coming from. Even Brahma didn't know how to, what is his number of his universe. This Brahma also didn't know. So if Brahma didn't know about his own identity, what about people like us when we go from here? What will happen to us? You can imagine. So this whole Jnani is got there to Vaikuntham. When they got there, they stopped them and said, we have a question before you go in further. Where are you coming from? He said, Bharatavarsham. Bharatavarsham. Oh, wonderful. You're coming from Bharatavarsham. Good. Okay. So, have you been to Vrindavanam? Oh, no. Vrindavanam, we didn't go. Have you been to Mayapur? Oh, no. We didn't go there. Have you been to Jagannath Puri? Oh, no. Jagannath Puri? No, never. Have you been to Tirupati? No, there. Then, Kanchipuram? No. Guruvayur? No. Udupi? No. Pandharpur? No. Dwaraka? Oh, no. Nowhere. We didn't go. Why did you not go? Our spiritual master told that absolute truth is impersonal. Don't go to all these temples and waste your time there. So, the gatekeepers looked at each other. The right people have arrived now. That they are putting the claim for Vaikuntham. Krishna has sent them here, isn't it? They have come here. Krishna has sent them here. And what happens? Yenye ravinda cha vimuktamaninam soyastha bhavad avishuddha buddhaya. After studying all this life, I have learned one thing, not to go to any of these temples. This is what I have learned. This was the conclusion. Is it not? That I should not go to any of these places. Krishna is present in this world, in all these temples. Krishna is worshipped by different devotees in different ways, in different forms and different processes. Supreme Absolute Truth is present here for the devotee's benefit here. And my spiritual master has told me, don't go to any of these temples, because this temple worship and devotee's life, chanting the holy name, that's all for the ordinary people. We are on the higher platform, impersonal platform. We have realized the truth already. And where is the need to go back to all this temple worship and chanting the holy name and process like that? That's not for us. So these people who have arrived in Vaikuntham, they say to the gatekeepers, we are not people who worship in the temple. We worship the impersonal form. And that is what we are looking for. So what did your teacher tell you then? What did your guru tell you? Oh, the guru told us like this. Brahman, which has no form, go and merge into that. That's what you should do. Merge. So why don't you go and merge then? He said, why did you come here to Vaikuntham? He said, No, no, we will merge into Brahman. That is our goal. So you know how to merge into Brahman? He said, that they have not taught us how to do that. How to merge into Brahman. Because that is ultimately the goal of the jnanis, isn't it? To merge into the Brahman and to become one. That is the goal. So the gatekeepers are saying, so how do you merge? What have they taught you? No, they have taught us about Brahman. So what do you know about Brahman? No, Brahman is like this. I can tell you what is not Brahman. And then whatever that is not that is Brahman. So they started. Oh, there is no karmam, there is no kalam, there is no day, there is no night, there is no morning, there is no evening. It's not this, it's not that, neither this nor that. It's not short, it's not long, it's not tall, it's not small. Like this, a lot, not this, not this, not this, nedi, 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 kept on coming from them. And then, but if you say all these things, how do you know what is Brahman? You said so many things, Brahman is not this. Then what is Brahman? He said. The gatekeepers asked him. So the jnani said, whatever we have said is not, you take it off, and then what is left, that is Brahman, he said. So gatekeeper says, they discuss to each other, that tell us one thing. You are explaining to us like this, what's Brahman. But you have got your mind and your senses and intelligence. How do you relate with this thing called Brahman and yourself? How do you connect each other? Because if you want to meditate on Brahman, you have to know what it is, isn't it? How do you meditate on it when you do not know what it is that Brahman is? And when this question was raised, the jnanis were saying to them that absolute truth is impersonal. It's Brahman, supreme Brahman. And we just have to merge into that. And once you merge, you become one with it. And you don't have to worry about all these kind of things later. Yenye ravindaksha vimuktamanina soyastabhavad avishuddha buddhaya. Brahma is saying this to Krishna in the prayer. This is what has happened to that poor jnanis who had come there. And then what happens? The Vaikuntha gatekeepers told the jnanis like this. It's all very good. We understand your spiritual life is centered around Brahman. And you are trying to merge with Brahman and all. But we have also taken some decision here. We have taken some decision here. What is that decision? The decision is this. That we have decided. You have studied and studied and studied and studied. So much they have studied. Not like devotees. They have to study so much, isn't it? Whole life has been studying and reflecting and analyzing it. All that, but there is something more to study now, they said. When you finish that and studies, then you can come back. And then we will have another interview again. He says to this jnani. So, that is what Brahma says there. Yenye ravindaksha vimuktamanina tvayastabhavad avishuddha buddhaya. Avishuddha buddhaya, their buddhi, intelligence is polluted. The result is what? Aryukhya krishrena parampadandada padandi. They have gone up very high in spiritual life and fell from there. That is what will happen. Why? They have done one of the greatest offenses there. If you try to make experience or start any time to think that Krishna, the supreme truth, absolute truth, make him second class and start thinking he is subordinate to Brahman. Or Brahman is superior, Krishna is secondary. If you start thinking like that, it will happen exactly what happened to the jnanis. Arikya krishrena parambadandana atapadandi. You will go up in spiritual life with all the knowledge what you have. But when you get to the top, you will fall. Arikya krishrena parambadandana padandi. Athonadrada yushmadhangraya. Brahma is saying this to Krishna. Can you imagine this? In the prayers in the second chapter of the 10th canto, this is how Brahma addressed to Krishna. And this is what Krishna wanted to hear. Krishna has come here for devotee's sake. It is for the devotee's sake Krishna had come here. And then Krishna is present in front of us. Krishna has given us so much opportunity to serve him. And we are thinking, oh no, this is not the right thing. We'll go after the impersonalism. Something we don't even know what it is. To that we have all the great reverence and devotion, everything. Here the absolute truth has come in presented in front of us in the most beautiful form for us to serve him. We say, no, we don't want that. We want the other one. That's our... So, if one does that, the result will be like this. This is what that verse, Brahma wanted to make it very explicitly clear. This is not referring to all the jnanis. Jnanis who do not have devotion to Krishna. It is them this verse is targeted at. Those jnanis who do not develop devotion for Krishna, but simply try to accumulate knowledge. Jnanam naivadiyatnam munir apavadade. Vedavyasa Maharshi has criticized such people who tries to cultivate spiritual knowledge without without caring for Krishna consciousness. Munir apavadade brahma dattvam tu shrunvan gadam tulpada yaktim sharanam adiya tasya mukti karagre. For a devotee who has become Krishna servant, who has taken Krishna consciousness seriously, for him, liberation is not the problem. Todhyane vihaduliam punarasukaradam chitta chanjalyahedoham abhyasadhashu shakyam tadavivashayidam tol kripa charudabhyam. What will happen to that person, for a devotee? What will happen to him is, todhyane vihaduliam, he will spend all his time thinking about Krishna. That is all he wanted. He doesn't care anything about Brahman or anything else. All he is interested is about Krishna. Todhyane vihaduliyam punarasugaradam chitta chanjalya hedoham. And while practicing this process of Krishna consciousness, his mind is all the time wavering. Sometimes in Krishna consciousness, sometimes not in Krishna consciousness. Is it not? It happens to all the devotees all the time. Sometimes you feel very excited about Krishna consciousness. Sometimes you feel, where am I going? That feeling also comes in life, is it not? Todhyane vihaduliyam punarasugaradam chittam chanjalyahedoham. Like a pendulum, it starts oscillating back and forth. Vedavyasa is saying, don't worry about it. Todhyane vihaduliyam punarasugaradam chitta chanjalyahedoham abhyasadashu shakyam tadabhi vashayidam tol kripa charudabhyam. What will I do? Devotee is saying to Krishna, what will I do is, abhyasadashu shakyam, I will try my best, I'll put all my effort to advance in Krishna consciousness, because I know that is the highest benediction in life. Abhyasadashu shakyam, then tadabhi vashayinam, at the same time, I will try to get hold of you somehow or the other at your lotus feet, tol kripa, because simultaneously your mercy will be coming to me. I'm aware of that. You will also show some concession to me, seeing my situation, pitiable condition. Along with that, I will study about you in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, where you have exhibited those pastimes to attract our mind towards you. All the childhood pastimes of Krishna, which attracts a devotee to Krishna, pulls him towards Krishna. So on the one hand, you will show the mercy. On the other hand, I will put all my effort to hear about you from Bhagavatam. So this is the process a devotee is going to follow. Ye nera vindaksha vimuktamaninam toyastabhavada vishuddha buddhaya aryukhya krichrayena parambadandana padandi anodhada yushmadangayam. Brahma said this verse and Krishna looked at him. At least you come to your senses now, haven't you? That this is what I wanted to hear, because Krishna had come here with this purpose. Killing Kamsa and killing all the demons and all, that was another aspect. But when Krishna comes, Krishna expects devotees to glorify him. That Krishna has come for the devotee's pleasure. And if the devotee ignores Krishna, what will happen? Devotee ignores Krishna, what will happen? What will happen? It is an offense to Krishna. If you make Krishna second class, and if you start thinking Krishna is not important, Brahman is important, and go in that road, then the result will be disastrous. That is why it is spoken very strongly like this in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, after saying this, then the question will come, what is the alternative, isn't it? What is the alternative? And alternative is this, that Brahma has not left us alone like that. Brahma continued speaking about it, because Brahma knew our situation is very, very awkward. So Brahma said like this, that in the very next verse, Brahma spoke. This is verse 33 in the chapter, second chapter. Brahma spoke the other thing. What will happen if one becomes a devotee? What will happen to your devotee? That also we should see. Tathanate madhavatavaka kujal brashanti margal toi bhadda saukhradam toya abhigupta vijaran ninurbhaya vinayagani bhagamurdha suprabhom vinayagani bhagamurdha suprabhom tathanate madhavatavaka kujal. Brahma says to Madhava, Madhava means addressing Krishna. Suppose someone, a devotee, who has taken to Krishna consciousness process, and he is progressing in his own way in the spiritual life. Tatha nade tavaka madhava kujil brashyandi margal tvai bhadda sauhridaha. Somehow or the other, he is falling down all the time from his spiritual life. He is falling down due to various anarthas or whatever that is. He is falling down. Brashyanti margal tvai bhadda sauhridaha. He has decided, if you remember in the sixth canto, Sukadev Goswami pointed out this one particular point to Parikshit Maharaj before talking about the story of Ajamila. If you remember that, there Sukadev Goswami said this to Parikshit. Kejil kevalaya bhaktya vasudeva parayana akham dhunyandi karsnyena niharamiva bhaskaram. That is how. It's a very important verse. Kejil kevalaya bhaktya. People who have done so many sinful things in life due to helpless situations, due to various situations, they were thrown at it, or they were forced to do it, or their ignorance they have done it, in different ways. So many sinful activities I have committed. And they discussed about, in the sixth canto, they discussed about various processes by which one can counteract the sinful activities, what is known as prayaschitam. Different prayaschitams were discussed in that canto, in the sixth canto. But there, Parikshit Maharaj asked these questions to Sudev Goswami, that even when one commits, one performs prayaschitam or atonement, does he get released from that sinful activity? Sudev Goswami says, he gets it off the reaction of the sinful activity, but the vasanas or the propensities in him has not gone away. In other words, he will commit a sinful activity, he will perform the atonement, and then he will get released from that. But the next thing what he does is, again goes and does the same sinful activity again. What is the use, he says. Parikshit is asking, what is the use of this? Sinful activity, atonement. Sinful activity, atonement. In this way, whole life is spent. So, Sukadev Goswami had to agree with him at that time. And it was then that he said, some people, what do they do? Kejil kevalaya bhaktya vasudeva parayana akham dhunyandi karsnyena niharamiva bhaskaram. What did they do? Simply they took Krishna shelter. They surrendered to Krishna in such a way that you are the only shelter for me. I do not know what is right and what is wrong. I do not know what is right and what is wrong. Simply I am taking your shelter. And then kejil kevalaya bhaktya vasudeva parayana. In that way, if you want to wipe out all my sinful reactions, please do so. Akham dhunyandi karsnena. But because their surrender was so good, so perfect, the surrender was, result was that niharamiva bhaskaram, that when the sun comes out in the morning, how the fog is wiped out. Exactly like that, all their sinful activities were wiped out by Krishna because of their pure devotion to Krishna. So some people have done like this. That is what Sudev Goswami said to Parikshit in relationship with the sinful reactions and the remedy for that. And it is in relationship with that, the story of Ajamila was spoken in the sixth canto. In Shashtaskandam, you will find Ajamila's story coming up very powerfully to prove the point that one becomes surrendered to Krishna totally. He has nothing to fear in this world, from anywhere, even from his own sinful reactions. But that surrender has to be there. That purity has to be there. And that acceptance of Krishna as the supreme truth and surrendering to him, that is what is the solution to the problems. So here you will find tathana de madhava tavaka kujil brashyanti margal tvai bhadda saukhradaha. That sometime brashyanti margal, they will fall away from the from their path. They'll fall away from their path. But then they will come back to Krishna and develop that relationship strongly. Praying to Krishna, please do not push me away from you. Let me stay with you somehow or the other. Keep hold of me. Look after me. That way the devotee will say to Krishna. And by doing like that, Toya Bhigupta Vicharande Nirbhaya. When a devotee falls down, I have mentioned this in the last class also. We discussed this. Shipram Bhavati Dharmalpa Shashvat Shantim Nigachadi Kaundaya Pradijanihi Name Bhakta Pranashadi. Devotee never falls down, Krishna says. Very often people have a doubt about this. Why did Krishna say like that? Devotees do fall down, they say. Is it not? Do they not say like that? That devotees do fall down. They say like that. But we have not understood it properly. That's why the problem is. That why do we say devotees don't fall down? If you look at the way the jnanis and the yogis go, and you look at the way a devotee goes in his life, you will understand the difference. A jnani or a yogi is completely dependent on his own determination to practice that process. Is it not? If jnani, for a moment, if he becomes weak-hearted, or he loses that determination, he's finished. His spiritual life is finished there. Krishna never says, I will come and pick him up and give that determination to him again. No, Krishna has never spoken like that. Same thing with an Ashtanga Yogi also. He is going up in the process, no doubt about it. Yamam Neyamam, it is practicing all these things, is purifying him. He is developing different siddhis are coming to him. So he is progressing, no doubt about it. But if for any reason he falls and he loses that strength of mind or determination, he is finished. There is no more progress after that. Then what will happen is, till it comes back again, and he is fortunate enough to get it back, he can start again. But when it comes to devotee, it is not like that. That is why we say this, devotee doesn't fall. When we say he doesn't fall, what it means is, even if he falls down, temporarily, someone may have fallen down. Fallen down in the sense that he may not be practicing Krishna consciousness to the extent what one should do. Due to some hindrances in life or some disturbances come to him and bothered him. But Krishna is saying here, such a person, even if he has temporarily fallen off, I will make sure that he will get that spirit back to him again. That is, Krishna says, it's my responsibility. In order to prove that, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, three personalities are brought out very effectively to prove this point. The first personality, if you remember, the devotee called Jadabharata. Jadabharata's life, as a great personality, King Bharata, he went up to the forest, practiced spiritual life, eventually got attached to this deer and has to accept a deer's body. But what happened in the deer body? That same knowledge that I was a king. Aham Buro Bharata Namaraja. I was Emperor Bharata in my last life. Who gave this memory to Bharat? Krishna gave that memory to him. To remember, this was you before in your last life. He got that from Krishna. That is what Krishna looks after. Krishna looks after. You have fallen down, no doubt about it. Don't worry, you will still remember. You will remember me. And in the deer's body, Bharata was remembering Krishna. He was waiting. Oh, I have to wait till this body drops off and get into my next body. And from that, he leaves that body, accepts the next body. And in the next body, he was extremely careful not to get victimized in the same way like in the previous birth. We all know that story in the fifth canto, isn't it? The story of Bharata Maharaj. So why was this presented shown to us? To show a devotee never falls. Even if he falls temporarily, he will get back to the track. That is what Krishna is guaranteeing. That is why Krishna is saying, Name Bhakta Pranashari. My devotee will never perish. He will not go. Once he has started, once he has paid his obeisances to me, he is on his way to me. There is no question about that. That is the beauty of Krishna consciousness. The beauty of Krishna consciousness is this. You have paid your obeisances, accepted Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, started paying your obeisances, started chanting the holy name, you are on your way to Krishna. There is no question about that. Second personality in the Bhagavatam, who else is there? Who else is there in the Bhagavatam? Can anyone remember? Other personalities gone through the same situation. If you remember, the life of Chitragedu, King Chitragedu. Chitragedu fell down due to in spiritual life, isn't it? Chitragedu's lamentation. And what all happened to Chitragedu? Poor Chitragedu went and offended Lord Shiva and Sri Parvati also. Sri Parvati said, go and take the birth of a demon, he said. Poor King Chitragedu went all the way up to Vaikuntha, saw Lord Balaram, received instructions from him, because Adishesha Bhagavan gave instructions to Chitragedu. If you remember, Sri Narada Maharshi sent him in 7 days to the spiritual world, and he got the opportunity to see Lord Balaram there, and Lord Balaram instructed him in the spiritual life. All the upadesha was given by Lord Balaram. So he comes back, and then he was traveling with all the siddhas. We have discussed this story before. They went to Kailas, and in Kailas, he saw Sri Parvati sitting in the lap of Lord Shiva when Lord Shiva was fully naked, and Sri Parvati also. Seeing this, he felt completely shocked by this. He was not purified enough. The result was that he felt in an offensive way. Actually, he didn't mean to be offensive like that. Sri Parvati misunderstood that and said, is this Lord Shiva doing all these kind of things? What kind of Lord Shiva is this? If this is Lord Shiva, I cannot understand this. Some comments he made there. Result was that Sri Parvati said, heard him, who is this person coming here and speaking like this? That before, Lord Shiva didn't say one word. Lord Shiva knew who it is. He was one of the greatest Vaishnavas, Krishna's devotee. So Lord Shiva didn't say one word. Sri Parvati unfortunately spoke by then, that become a demon. She has already spoken. And when she spoke that, Chitragedu did not say one word. Even didn't ask, when will I get released from this? Even that didn't come up. Sri Parvati thought, why is it like this? Why didn't he say anything about it? And then Sri Parvati said to him, ask for some benediction. When you can, because you should ask for it. That's the system. You ask for it and I will make sure that you come out of it. She said, no. Kshamyadam sadi. That mother addressing Sri Parvati, Chitragedu says, that some prarabdham has followed me. That is why it just caught me into this situation. You are not responsible for that. Look at a devotee. This is devotee. A devotee will never complain about any of these things to that extent. He knows what's happening is all Krishna's plans are working. I'm just fallen into my own sinful activities. I'm suffering from that. Some prarabdham has followed me. I've fallen into the situation. I'm happy to go into Vritrasura's body. And he entered into Vritrasura's body, isn't it? He has to take the body of Vritrasura at that time. And what happened in Vritrasura's body? Nowhere else you will find the devotion that has manifested in Vritrasura as a demon. Even Lord Indra was shocked by seeing this. Aham hare tava padai gamulam dasanu daso bhavidasmi bhuyam manasmarobam subadir gunaste grihidava karma karodugayam na nagapurishtam na javarameshtyam na sarvabhaumam na rasadhivatyam na yoga siddhira punarbhavam va samanya sattva virahya kaankshe ajadavaksham iva madharam gakha. Then Vritrasura in the battlefield addressing Indra is saying this. The battle was going on and Vritrasura says to Indra, stop for a minute, let me think about Krishna. The thoughts became so strongly coming in into his heart about Krishna. And ajadavaksham iva madharam gaga sanyam yadha valsadara kshudhartha. There is a few verses of Vritrasura in the sixth canto talking about how his mind was hankering to go back to Krishna. And he gives example there. Ajadavaksham iva madharam gaga. That in the evening, whole day, the parents have gone for hunting for food to bring home in the evening for the children, the birds. So when they are coming back, the children are waiting in the nest, waiting for the parents to come with a lot of anxiety. When will they come? When will they come? They are children, aren't they? Just like the small children wait for the parents to come home. And they were waiting in the same way. Ajadavaksham iva madharam gaga. They have not got the wings to fly. So they are completely dependent on the parents for everything. The father and the mother. And the father and mother has gone whole day looking for food to bring home and feed the children. So how they were waiting for them to come? In the same way, I am waiting for Krishna to take me back home. Look at Vritrasura's devotion. He is in a demoniac body. A demon is speaking like this. So who is better? I think that demon is better than all of us. In many ways. Ajadavaksham miva madharam gaga sanyam yadha valsadara kshudhartha. That when you are having a cow and a calf, how the mother cow and the calf, that relationship between them. She wants to drink the milk, the calf wants to have the milk. And if you have noticed how they interact each other, the noises they produce, the calf and the cow, when it's a time for drinking milk, that cow, the calf will make the sound, the cow will reply back with another sound. Although we don't understand all that, but still, the message is very clear there, that they are missing each other. That sanyam yadha valsadara kshudhartha priyam priyeva mishidam mishanna. Just like a wife who is waiting for the husband to come home, who loves each other very much. Similarly, that separation, the feeling of separation is very much within me and Krishna. This is how Vritrasura spoke about it. Priyam priyeva mishidam mishanna mano aravindakshadadarkshade tvam. Aravindaksha addressing Krishna exactly like Brahma is addressed. Krishna Vrinda is saying in the same way. So, when she spoke like this, and he spoke like this, Vritrasura's case in the Bhagavadam is also showing that Krishna has not forgotten him. This memory who gave to Vritrasura in that body, Krishna gave that memory to Vritrasura. Is it not? So, Vritrasura, although because he was a devotee, Krishna brought him back again. And the last personality, with three examples we can say, last personality is the story of Gajendra in the Bhagavadam. King Indradyumna, who was a great powerful personality, got cursed by Agastya Muni, had to accept the elephant body. We all know that in the 8th canto, it kind of story of King Indradyumna. That elephant's body, he suffered heavily. Elephant's body means total ignorance. He said Tamogunam personified his elephant's body. And in that Tamogunam condition, in the mode of ignorance, completely, and when caught hold of by that crocodile on its leg, suffering in that water, unable to, not knowing anything, his mind turned towards Krishna. Who made that happen? Who made that happen? Krishna made that happen. Narayana Akhila Guru Bhagavan Namaste. Who brought that thoughts back to him? I was King Indradyumna one time. I was able to serve Krishna in that body. And all that sotram, all that glorification came back to Indradyumna's mind, the elephant's mind, Gajendra. Gajendra offered the last flower. Krishna came and sheltered him, rescued him from that. From these three incidents in the Bhagavadam, you can see a devotee never falls. You can talk about a jnani or a yogi. They can fall. They may or may not come back. Devotee will never perish. That's Krishna's guarantee. So this is the reason why Krishna says, Name Bhakta Pranashadi. Krishna is not saying, okay, temporarily you broke one regulative principle, though I'm fallen once for all lifetime, write it off. No, that doesn't happen to a devotee. All these things can happen in spiritual life. Anyone who has offered one flower to Krishna, his spiritual life has begun from there. It's not going to come to an end. So this is the position of a devotee. He comes to Vaikuntham. Won't take another 10 minutes maximum. He'll go to Vaikuntham. He goes to Vaikuntham. When he gets to Vaikuntham, the gatekeepers stops them there. He says to the gatekeepers, they asked him the same question. Just like they asked that jnani. They asked the devotee also, where are you coming from? Oh, we are coming from Bharadvarsham. Bharadvarsham. Oh, fine. Some people were here before also from Bharadvarsham. No. Okay, so what happened? We are not coming from like that, from anywhere else. We are coming from Vrindavanam, he said. We have been there. We have taken. You know what has happened? See this garland I am wearing? Krishna was wearing this garland there. Radha Govindaji was wearing this yesterday. I got this garland. Do you know what? This sandalwood pulp on my head? This sandalwood pulp, the pujari at the temple has given it to me. I put it on my head. Do you understand? Reply from the devotee to the gatekeepers. Do you know something? We had plenty of Krishna's prasadam before we left. We are not hungry either. Everything in relationship with Krishna, the devotee spoke. Gatekeepers, just open the gate. Walk in, he said. Let him in. They're qualified to come to Vaikuntham. But as soon as they entered, somebody else stopped them and told them, I don't think they have enough knowledge, spiritual knowledge about things. Jnanam is not there. Nor they have enough tapasya. They have not performed any austerities or anything. You have not performed any austerities or anything. They have not performed anything. How can we let them in like this? Is that such a cheap place? This place called Vaikuntham. So these two gatekeepers put the bar there in front. You know, just like in the front of the car. Chuck. Like that. Put the bar there. As soon as the bar was put, you know what the devotee did? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He started chanting the holy names of Krishna. As soon as he chanted the holy names of Krishna, immediately from Vaikuntham, Krishna got up from there and he said, I am being called, I have to be there. Krishna comes in and so holds him by his hand and walks in, and the gatekeepers are standing there looking at it. They had no other choice, could they? Could they say anything when Krishna comes in? And that is why in this particular verse, Brahma has not forgotten to mention that. You may think these are all stories. No, Brahma's realizations this is. Brahma is saying here, Toya abhigupta vicharandi nirbhaya vinayaka anipa prabhavam. If there is any problem a devotee has at any time, Krishna arrives there with his club in the hand. Where is that problem? Let me sort that out. That is Krishna. That is why it says here, Breshyanti marghal toi bhadra saukhradaha. If he somehow or the other falls off from the track, he comes back again due to their close relationship with Krishna. Toya abhigupta vicharanti nirbhayaha. He has no fear. Why? Because he has surrendered to you. Toya abhigupta, always protected by you, Brahma says to him. Brahma says to Krishna, because he is always protected by you. Toya abhigupta vicharanti nirbhaya. And what does he do? Vinayagani ipagam urdhasu prabhavam. If there is any problem coming from any corner, Krishna smashes it with the club and says the devotee can go through. We'll stop there. We'll continue Brahma's prayers next Sunday. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.